This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Maybe there's the Zapruder film of this out there. Was it a fan chucking it at its head?
I don't know, but I really want to see the video now.
Because you got to hope it's not a player. Like, if it was, like, the 52nd guy on the roster.
No, what if it was, like, the practice squad guy who got cut in week 18?
The backup kicker. And he'll just never work in the NFL again. But... So apparently they had to cut from Landon Dickerson's speech like twice because he cursed multiple times. We'll have the audio of that later in the show.
They're doing this for just about everyone that's speaking, though. Like, the F-bombs are flying.
I don't know if you remember. I'm sure you do. I'm not sure if anybody else remembers, though, how long it felt like they were on the dais, where it just felt like, all right, and now this guy's going to speak. And now this guy's going to speak. And I remember by the time, I can't remember, did LeBron speak first?
No, he was a little later.
He was closer to the end, right?
Yeah, but they were like, here's Matthew Dellavedova.
Yes.
And now here's J.R. Smith taking off his shirt again. And then, you know, yeah.
And then like,
Richard Jefferson, who, well, he was the locker room glue guy and that was about it. But here's Richard Jefferson.
And NBA teams have 15 guys on it.
Here's Channing Frye. Come on down.
Like, football, I mean, no offense to Landon Dickerson. I don't need to hear from you.
Right.
I need to hear from Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Nick Sirianni, and Howie Roseman.
I just wish Jason Kelce did not retire and that he could have been on this team.
He
was the star of the last parade. And I wanted to see the follow-up performance. Could you top what you did the first time?
See, I'm glad. Okay, so I'm glad he is retired because that would be too much.
Like,
no! This is the case of doing too much. Is you went there dressed, and I don't remember what the actual
the character, but yeah.
Yeah, the character from, isn't it Mardi Gras?
Uh huh.
And it's a no for me.
I was tempted to buy the bobblehead. I'm not going to lie.
I'm actually pretty proud of Jason Kelce from everything I've seen. I think he's got like an Eagles jacket on. Just very normally, had a beer in his hand, was there to celebrate his friends instead of like this year. All right. And I'm not trying to like play brother on brother here, but like when Travis Kelce, who's been very average all year, was like the loudest voice at the Chiefs AFC title party post game, like I was like, oh, I don't. Like last year, like 2 years ago, yeah. We got to fight for the right to party. Yes,
right.
Okay.
He was Gronk.
This year, and he also went to a much more obscure song, which was Casey and the Sunshine Band, and it was like, all right, you're the drunk guy at the party that nobody wants to be at the party. Jason Kelce did it right today. Also have to say, Howie Roseman was quoted as saying, with a bloody forehead from getting hit in the head with a beer while holding the Lombardi Trophy, Roseman yells, I bleed for this city. Am I the only, do I have to be the fun police on a Friday? I really don't want to be this.
Holy cannoli.
You know me. I am team. As long as you're not hurting anyone, have as much fun as you can.
Right.
Life goes so fast. Every championship party just feels a touch too decadent. Like as a fan.
What, they're overdressed?
No, it just feels like, and I get it, it's an out, like you might only ever win one title in your career, celebrate to the high hilt. But like when players are blatantly knocked down, fall down drunk, and it's everybody, I'm like, I don't know as a fan I need to see this. Like, and again, I enjoyed JR, who was on a different planet. All right.
Both literally and figuratively.
Like he was, oh, I love shirtless JR. Channing Frye saying, we bleep excellence,
right.
Just completely hammered. I'm not saying it's not funny, but there is some point where I'm like, why would I watch 4 hours of this?
I mean, it's always good when the president calls to congratulate you on your championship and has to mention, please, for the love of everything holy, find a shirt for JR Smith.
Yeah. And by the way, we still haven't, nor David Njoku. But we're getting. By the time his contract's over, he'll wear a shirt.
By the way, might be the most on-brand Super Bowl radio row interview presentation of themselves ever. David Njoku walking around shirtless doing interviews, begging Myles Garrett to stay because they're oh so close to winning. I don't know what planet he's on that he believes that, but. I don't know. Maybe he had a few before interview.
Am I being a little too sour with this? Like these parties?
No, I don't feel like you're the fun police. I mean, there should be some sort of, I think, standard, some decorum.
Like I am Mr. Spray Drunk in Public.
Pop the champagne bottle, shake them up, and spray the fans as you're rolling by. That's what you do.
I just feel like the more outsized the party is for the players and the team, I think the less relatable it feels as somebody enjoying the championship.
Well, I don't
know.
I think
the Cavs title, to me, walked the line between...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Those two things, and which, by the way, there were some parts of that parade that sucked. Like trying to move from here down by the where it was actually being held.
Like they couldn't get it through the crowd.
Yeah. Well, and also, if you were in the crowd, you almost couldn't get through the crowd. So, like, there are some parts of this that are just naturally arduous, and I understand that. I continue to cycle back to this idea of the drunker and more out of control they are, and the fans, they're pretty sober. They're like, they're not... It's not like a Motley Crue concert in the stands. It just feels like, are we there to see you party?
Well, Well,
because that feels a little too voyeuristic for me. I know that's all we are now. Like, right. Like my kids are like, oh, I'm watching somebody play with toys on YouTube. I'm like, that used to get you on a watch list.
Right.
Like now it's like, ah.
Guys are on the floats and their phones are out and they're filming everything,
right? Ken and Barbie, they've got 5 billion YouTube followers. Well, okay, cool. That's awesome. That's not weird at all. Oh, and they're using kids' voices. Yeah, this doesn't make me feel awful for society. So I already understand that there's an element of voyeurism that we've subscribed to that especially younger generations have that I just don't have.
The GM getting hit with a beer can is objectively hilarious.
So no, it's funny.
Let's be honest.
But there's a little spinal tap to this of like Howie Roseman saying, I bleed for this city. Like, I'm pretty sure, listen, I haven't heard the audio. I'm pretty sure it's tongue in cheek. Yeah. All right, I don't think Howie is being literal.
I don't know.
In that.
He's got a dent in his forehead based on the picture that was on TMZ.
But I mean, I don't. I just feel like we've reached a point of decadence.
Like you can see where the can impacted.
Seen the pictures. I just haven't heard the context. Howie's supposed to be very, very intelligent. So I'm assuming there's a little bit. He's being a little caustic when I bleed for the city. But yeah, it just feels a little. I don't know.
Could you imagine Andrew Berry being up there after a Browns Super Bowl parade just like completely hammered?
No, nor Kevin Stefanski.
Me neither.
Actually, that should be... I'm glad you said this because now I'm going to formulate an opinion that I'm totally just pulling out of thin air here. But it's totally valid. So don't let that throw you off the scent here. I think every owner, when hiring somebody, should ask themselves, how do I think they would look at a Super Bowl party? Because there's no way you stand, like Andrew and Kevin are very nice guys, very intelligent.
I just don't know.
There's no way you want to be adjacent to them at a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, I just don't know that I want to listen to Kevin Stefanski's Super Bowl victory speech at a parade.
Yeah,
I don't want to listen to his post-game speech.
Yeah, but I think, but it's heavily edited by the Brown social media team, so it's totally, it's right on par with what you get there. Yeah, I just feel like a curmudgeon. That just kind of looks...
I continue to go back to
a little bit of... This is a little bit Spinal Tap.
You know what this is?
What's that?
I think it's the father... You got the dad thing going right now.
I don't know. I'm a pretty irresponsible human being.
You kind of like, these kids getting a little out of hand at the parade. Need to rein it in a little bit here.
I'm not trying to get them Werther's original here.
I don't know. I kind of feel like that you're being a little fun police here.
So we like Saquon Barkley pulling the Eagle staff member, the ball boy, out of the crowd.
Great.
That's awesome.
Awesome, yes.
That's awesome. Everyone being so drunk that nobody can form a sentence without shouting 17 F-bombs into the crowd.
Not awesome.
It's cool if like 10% of you do it. It might be cool if like 30% of you do it. But does everybody need to be...
LeBron?
Well, no, I think LeBron was sober enough because he got off everything he wanted to say in that party. Right? Channing.
He did empty the clip.
Channing was blasted to the moon. All right? But again, like, Dan and Griff are sober.
Right.
Like, sober adjacent.
Sober all right?
They were sober enough that I wasn't like, wow, you are blotto right now. Just feel like you're giving me nothing back because I feel like I just feel like I'm an old man on an island and I'm more.
I do feel like that you're again your fatherly instincts are kicking in right now.
Oh no,
but you do make a valid.
Daddy's
point.
Back,
back again. I do feel like that there's a time and a place and ever since LeBron did that at the Cavs parade. Like, it's just become a thing. It almost feels like a contest. Who can drop the most F-bombs in their celebratory speech? Whether it's, you know, the Dodgers parade celebrating the World Series or, you know, NBA championship parade. I just kind of feel like that's the thing now. The guys are just, you know,
Everybody being wasted directly after winning the NBA title makes sense to me. Everybody being the same level of wasted 4 days later feels like You know, you can't come up for air. As a man who's not known to, like, reel in my own excesses,
well, in case
you
can. If you're wondering where those truckloads of beer are going, well, maybe we now know what is happening to them.
Now that I've ruined all fun on a fun Friday, how easy is a Myles Garrett trade for from the Browns side of things? Joel Corey, former NFL agent, now with CBS Sports, tells us that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.